Thank you for that singing. You may be seated. Greetings this morning in Jesus' name to all. I really appreciated the song 457. I appreciated all the songs, but the last verse of that song says, "May the love of Jesus fill me as the waters fill the sea. Him exalting, self-abasing, this is victory." That really spoke to me this morning. And that's, I guess, my prayer for my own life this morning, that whatever comes forth may be for Him and not of me. I'm just thankful to be here. For a few moments here, I'd like to just, maybe in a small way, help us to get a glimpse of ourselves in perspective with God and His creation. I had to think of some of the things that were shared yesterday at the homeschool day, and I really appreciated them. Some of them things were all the great wonders that man has created. Think of the Great Wall of China and some of the great things that man has done in the past. But as we consider what God has done in light of creation, in light of the universe, it's humbling to me as I was thinking about these things last night. We can talk about millions of light years and we can throw a lot of big numbers out, but I'd just like to start with something simple. We're approximately 93 million miles away from the sun, which is the center of our solar system. And when you think of that, it makes the Earth seem quite small. And out of those planets that revolve around the sun, there's a planet called the Earth. And on that Earth, God has chosen to place people, individuals. He's chosen this Earth for us to live on. And I just like to picture us maybe out close to the sun, looking down on the Earth and seeing a tiny speck, possibly. And as we get a little closer, we can make out the continent of North America. As we get a little closer yet, we see the state of Indiana. And as we get closer, we see a little county. And there in this little county of Adams County, we see a building at the corner of 800 South and 500 West. And in that building, there's rows of chairs. God cares for each one of us, and He has a plan. And most likely this morning, if you can hear my voice, you're sitting on one of those chairs. In Psalm chapter 8, I'd like to turn to that and read that psalm. It's a short psalm, but it has a lot of wonderful promises. Psalms chapter 8, verse 1 says, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." What is man that thou art mindful of him? It's a thought that I want us to consider this morning. And to think that God, in light of his creation as we know it, to think that God has a desire and an interest in each one of our lives is just simply amazing. I'd also like to read out of Psalms 103. I'd like to read verses 14. This is as we consider God looking upon us. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall be no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. I think we'll stop there. The brevity of life, our life is but a vapor, one place it's compared to. I just want us to keep that in the back of our mind as we continue on with some thoughts that I guess have been going around in my own mind, and I felt like God wants me to share them, of our insignificance in many ways to the rest of the universe, and especially to who God is. God is not limited. This past week, couple days, I've been thinking a lot of our lives, and in relation to something I just recently did. We have a number of hedges around our house, and these hedges every year seem to start growing out and become quite unsightly if not taken care of. So every year, we need to trim them, otherwise they become real big and a real nuisance, which they can sometimes be anyway. But so I was thinking about that as I trimmed the hedges and went about my work, and how we have an opportunity as people here to trim and prune and make these hedges look the way that we desire them. And just like to consider that just briefly, allow our minds to maybe wander a little bit in that direction. But you know, before we begin trimming a hedge, we have to have some kind of a vision or some type of a goal in mind before we start. Otherwise, things won't go very good. And as a disclaimer to begin with, I'm by no means an expert at this, and I make some feeble attempts, but some of them look pretty rough. But if we don't have a vision and a goal before we start, we're going to end up with a bush that's going to look nothing close to what we would like to see. But you know, if we picture in our mind what we have, what we would like, whether it's a square bush or whatever, and we begin and start working that way, we're going to have much better success. Now, for instance, just do a little sketch here. You know, if we desire to have maybe a 3x3 bush, maybe we want to do a square hedge, and so we have this in mind. Begin with, you know, every year it grows out, keeps growing out. But as we stay persistent with that and keep trimming the bush back to the size, you know, we have an end result that can be a landscape, something that we would enjoy looking at. So as I considered that, we've never planted any new hedges, but you know, as I imagine that, you know, you plant a small hedge. I don't know how many of you can see this, but we start out with a small hedge, And first year we water it, and it starts taking off. That hedge is going to start growing out. And it might not grow out the way we want it to, if we don't, if we aren't faithful in pruning and clipping it back to our intended goal. So that, in considering that, I'd like to just switch gears a little bit and look at ourselves as hedges today in God's kingdom, being planted there, and as God is the caretaker, He wants to and desires to prune and trim us to bring glory to Him in His kingdom. And that thought struck me, and I've been pondering that for some time. This is not a foreign thought. In Matthew 15, it talks about Jesus being the vine and we're His branches. It talks about pruning and the work that God does in our hearts so that we bring forth more fruit. So I'd just like to liken that a little bit in this sense as well, that God wants us to bring forth fruit in His kingdom and beautify His kingdom and not bring glory to ourselves. So let's consider this a little bit. And you may have to just bear with me. Some of this may seem maybe a little bit of a stretch to you as you think about this, but Brother Marvin shared with us last Sunday about the 80-20 rule, or the 80%, 20% rule, and I appreciated that a lot. As I was thinking about a shrub or a bush, you know, we plant it, and if it establishes well, you know, it takes off and it grows fast. And I like to think of our lives as new believers being planted in God's garden or His in His kingdom in this way. And we may start growing out fast. And it's such a blessing as young believers. We grow. We have zeal. We have, oftentimes there's a lot of things jump out to us and make, you know, we get very excited about that, and it's a wonderful thing. And so we start growing out and we start shooting forth, you know, branches in this direction, and you know, we're excited in this direction, and excuse my crude artist work, but we start growing out, and it's a wonderful thing. But God has a plan for us, and He has an image that He wants us to be conformed to. And I don't in any way want to squelch the glorious thing of a young believer in zeal. I think it's a good thing. But God has the big picture in mind, and He has a lot of work to do on my life and in everyone's life here today. So as we think about trimming a hedge, you know, the first year, it might not grow out a lot, but we also don't want to have a hedge that's 4 feet tall and really narrow if we want to have a 3x3 hedge. So we begin to prune and start exercising, how can I say this? Well, we start trimming the hedge in the direction that we want it to end up in. And I just think that's a wonderful picture of what God does in our own lives. He begins to shape us more into the image of His dear Son. And what often happens, though, is we aren't just hedges that have nothing to do with the trimming. We have a mind of our own at times. And we have our own picture of what we would like to be as Christians sometimes. And so just picture with me a hedge that can talk to you. And it doesn't want to be clipped in this area of its life. It doesn't want to be shaped in this way. And God is not a God that forces us to do things. Instead, He's a God that only takes what we give Him. And so, I have to think, you know, this hedge keeps growing out, and let's just say there's an area of pride in this person's life. And God wants to bring this and cut it off. He wants it to be conformed. And if we resist God, God's not going to just cut it off. He's going to continue to work with us. He's going to use other people. He's going to use trials in our life. He's going to use His Word to convict. But He's not just going to cut it off. And God is very merciful in that way. But as we continue going on that path, and let's just say it's an area of pride or whatever, it's a weakness of ours, and we continue to grow out, and we continue to grow out, the growth down here gets bigger and bigger where it needs to be cut off. And the measures that God has to take are much bigger for us when we do come back to Him and are willing to surrender. My thoughts are a bit scattered this morning, so bear with me. But there was a verse that I'd like to read out of Romans 8, very common verse that we know well, I believe. I'd like to read verses 27 through 30. Verse 27, "And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." I like that picture there. It says, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's the image, ultimately, that God wants for us to be conformed to. But in this way, this morning, I'd like to look at it also that we aren't all the same. We're not all going to look the same as God gives direction in our lives. It's not going to all work out exactly the same in each one of our lives. His plan. Oftentimes, as young believers, we don't always see. He begins working in our lives, and he begins pruning us in small ways. We don't see the big picture always of what he desires for us to look like. But as we faithfully yield ourselves to him, he can mold and shape us the way that he desires us to look. Especially like the picture also of a lump of clay in the hands of a potter. When a potter begins, the lump of clay looks nothing like what he intends it to look like after he's done. But as the clay is yielded to the potter, he can begin working and forming it the way that he desires it to look. And I think it's the same way in this sense, that as we yield ourselves to him and allow him to prune out the growth that is not pleasing to him, the pride, maybe we're a little bit... maybe we take one doctrine or something from God's Word, and we realize it as a truth, and we begin chasing after it, and it becomes such a passion in our lives where we become imbalanced. God wants to use our brothers and sisters in our lives as well to bring balance to us and help us to not be so, I don't know how to say that. You know, if you think about a bush, you know, if all it's doing is just growing out here real far, and it begins to draw attention to itself, it no longer is blending into God's kingdom. If you can follow what I guess my heart is here. God wants us to be able to be a blessing in his kingdom, not draw attention to ourselves, but be faithful. And in all this, it doesn't matter what size we are in his kingdom. It doesn't matter if we have some big important role in whatever it is, in ministry or whatever, or if we are faithfully caring for maybe the children in the home as a wife, as a mother. It doesn't matter to God. God is looking for a heart of brokenness and yieldedness to Him that allows Him to shape us into the glorious image that He desires. So in that in mind, I thought about this more, you know, as God begins to prune and to clip away all the excess, you could say, we start coming into that general shape. And I like to picture that as maybe 80% of the work that was shared last Sunday that needs to be done in a life. But, you know, sometimes the last 20% is sometimes the hardest. You know, there's a perfecting that needs to be done as we continue to grow up and become fuller and more mature in Christ. And that work can't stop. God doesn't want that work to stop. He wants to continue it. In John 15, I'd like to read that, just a couple verses there. We could have read the whole chapter, it would have been a blessing, but starting in verse 1, John 15, verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. That's the work that God wants to do in our lives. Every year, it seems like, you know, with a grapevine or whatever, it has to be pruned back. Otherwise, it begins putting forth a lot of branches, but no fruit. A lot of new growth, but no fruit. And that's how us as Christians, we want to continually be yielded to God, that He can trim away what is not going to bring forth fruit in our lives. And then I was thinking about, you know, God doesn't, if for instance, us as a bush or whatever, we get way overgrown and we're way out of God's will in many areas of our life, God doesn't necessarily just cut us off and say, forget it. He's still able to take us where we're at. And that's a glorious thought to me. It's going to take a lot of pruning. It's going to take a lot of maybe pain, you could say, in our lives, physically or mentally or whatever. But God is able to do that work also. And what oftentimes happens, though, is if there's if something needs to be cut off, God doesn't just cut it off where we might think it'd be a good idea to cut it off. He often takes it back to where it needs to be cut off, at the very base, whether it be pride or whatever. And it leaves a big scar. It leaves a big scar in a bush, but that's what needs to happen. It may take a couple years, but it'll fill out and become a glorious picture of what God wants if we allow that work to take place in our life. We're all at different places this morning. We're all at different maturity levels, and that's okay. That's how God's kingdom is designed. But we're all able to grow together. I just think of the wonderful blessing that a brotherhood is to each one of the members, as we're accountable one to each other. We're able to bring direction into each one of each life. You can see branches that are growing out of me that I can't see, and you're able to help me to see where I'm not yielded. And I think that's a beautiful picture if we allow that to work in our lives. I also just want to, with that thought of cutting a branch off and there being a scar, I just want us to think about that a little bit as we are dealing in relationships with each one of our brothers and sisters this morning. Maybe you come to one of your brothers and sisters and you find them hurting. You find them being chastised of God in this way. Let's be an encouragement to them, and let's bless them in every way that we can, and help them to not turn bitter, but to find the chastisement of God to be a blessing in their life and to grow from it. I'd like to turn to Hebrews 12 and read a couple verses. I guess my heart is that maybe the next time we see a hedge or a bush that's been pruned, we can maybe remember a few of these thoughts and allow God to have His way in our life. Hebrews 12, starting in verse 5. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. And I hope and pray that each one of us have found those verses to be true. That as God chastens us, it brings forth peaceable fruits of righteousness in our lives. I had to also think of this in the simple area of child training. This same thing applies. We have, as parents, we have that opportunity to mold and shape our own children as they grow up. And I think we have an important role in our children's lives in helping them to be what God wants them to be in the later years. I have a lot of needs in my own life as a dad in this area, but God keeps showing me these things. I do believe, I just want to say this as well, that you know, if we as a bush die spiritually, I think there comes a time when God will remove us, perhaps, and place some other bush there, so to speak. So I just want to say that as well. I think there is a time when God will do that. But I find the patience of God is an amazing thing in my own life. And I'm thankful for that. It's a reminder for me as I deal with other people to be patient as well. I believe that's all that I have to share this morning. Just thankful with those own thoughts, and as I had some time to think about them, and may it be a blessing to each one as well. Help us that we could continue to grow in Christ. Thank you.